100 Word Stories.
Good morning to everyone, and everyone good morning. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. The weekly challenge is where I post the topic and you come up with the stories. And the stories this week are based on a pick two: Urge, Infinitesimal, Scratch, Signal, Broken Dreams, an arcade. And we got some stories in for this week, so I'm sure you're going to enjoy them. I know I will. And let's listen to them.
Hello, it's Lisa from Leicester in the UK, and my story this week is called Broken Dreams. The sound of a siren wakes us. It's close and feels as if it's above us. We scramble together, unsure what to do. Should we signal to them? Start shouting, perhaps? It raises the same unspoken question. We're not really prisoners, are we? The basement door's unlocked, so we've no great urge to escape. Why shout for help when we could just probably walk out anyway? I think it was an ambulance, not a police car. I can never tell the difference. I wonder if number one's back and whether we're at last going to get some answers. Thanks for listening. See you next week. Bye.
Hello, this is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com, and this is my entry for the 100 Word Weekly Challenge number 936. It's a pick two challenge. So here's my story. After the officer asked the same series of questions for the 100th time, he said, "Okay, let's start over from scratch." Bilbert had the urge to pound his head on the table. He interrupted the officer's line of questioning. "Officer Vadash, you said you were going to call my parents hours ago. Why aren't they here?" Vadash shrugged indifferently.
"Maybe they weren't home."
A female officer poked her head through the doorway. "Hey, Vadash, the boy's parents are here. They're filing a missing person report."
"Officer Sheepdip," Vadash growled. He made an annoyed face and tipped his head toward Bilbert.
Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week.
You'll find the urge to scratch irresistible. But, trust me, scratching is the very last thing that you want to do. By now, your skin is paper thin. It'll tear at the slightest touch, and you'll soon be ripping your own flesh from the bones. I promise you, once you start, you won't be able to stop. So, I urge you, don't scratch. Resist the temptation. Grit your teeth, and hold on, no matter what. I know you'll give in eventually, but please, try not to scratch. Just for a moment. At least wait until I've turned the camera on.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. Broken dreams and a scratch. A deep cut, now nothing but a scratch on the surface of the skin. A faint recollection of pain. A deepness forgotten. Broken dreams and the urge to speak, to shout, a future lost. Incomplete silence. Incomplete immobility. Broken dreams and a second, only a brief second, a signal from afar, a thump, a thump, a thump. The drumming, louder and louder, a cacophony of doubts building up. Broken dreams now and yesterday. And now? Broken? Dreams of futures unspoken, and maybe, just maybe, one day, just one day, maybe, broken, no more. This was my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizzygoodcough.blogspot.com. I'll talk to you next week. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
Hello, Night People. Tom here. And my stories this evening are called It Was the 80s and The Airship Archimedes. First story. If there ever was an arcade of broken dreams, it surely was Pizza Time Theater. The second restaurant in the chain was located in the back end of Town and Country in San Jose. I spent hours there glued to a Space Invaders. The place was a madhouse of kids running around, parents throwing back beer and wine that was on tap right next to the fountain dispenser. The only thing missing was the paper umbrellas. When the whole thing folded, I was on the Chapter 13 crew to sort out assets. Got that very Space Invaders cabinet for a song. Second story. Airship Archimedes. In 1928, the airship Archimedes made its maiden flight. The DLG created a flight from Buenos Aires to Caracas. Of note, Captain Juan Domingo Perez was on that voyage. The Archimedes flew for 9 years. On the night of May 5, 1937, the airship disappeared over the upper Amazon basin. Production of Archimedes II was discontinued during the war. The hangar it was stored in was bombed by the British in 1943. The Archimedes III was launched in 2230. It made the run from New Atlantis to Zeti Prime on Mars. Archimedes III was blown up by the October rebels. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Good morning, it's Richard. And for my pick two story, I've chosen the topics arcade and broken dreams. This is called The Game of Life. Welcome to the Arcade of Broken Dreams. Here are the games of despair and the wasted efforts, the hours of fruitless endeavour and hopes betrayed. What will you play today? Will you play the claw machine, clutching futilely at your goals, teasingly just out of reach, until, tantalizingly close, they fall from your grasp? Or perhaps you'll choose the coin cascade, feeding its hunger with all you have in the vain hope of winning big. But you never do. Whichever game you play, you'll never win. Your life will never change. But I know you'll be back again tomorrow. Guaranteed. That's me done. Until next time, goodbye.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
Elmo is our robot dog, and it serves a lot of duties. going out for samples, fetching gear from the base, cleaning the floors, and the occasional dangerous duty. We only get so many Elmos a budget cycle, so we have to retrieve any broken Elmos. If they can't be repaired, they end up as spare parts for the others. Patterson likes to say good boy and pat Elmo after doing something for him, because Patterson knows all too well what happens when we don't have an Elmo to send out. Suit up, Patterson, says the base commander. Be careful.
And there you have it, a bunch of stories on the Pick Two topics. I'm not going to read them again. You can go up to the website at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com and check out the archives, the text of stories, a ChatGPT version of the story, which sadly is usually better than anything I can come up with. And I don't know, what else do you want there? Let me know. Well, it's Easter. To those who celebrate Easter, way to go. Passover, for those who celebrate Passover, way to go. I'm in a weird place right now. I'm not sure how to describe it, but it's weird. Anyway, thank you all for being a part of it this week. The next topic is values. Until then, thank you for listening, and as always, keep it brief.